Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. For you. Okay, everybody, welcome to today's episode where we are talking about how to declutter your home and curate it with your inner child. So we have a lot of serious talk on here on this podcast about decluttering just in case, being mindful of how we're letting things go, knowing what to donate, what to trash, what to sell. Hey, Rochelle. And it can get pretty serious and it can get pretty heavy because we are so overwhelmed, we are so burdened, we are so stressed out, we are so fed up with the messes and the chaos and not having our spouses on board and not having our kids on board and feeling like the maid, right? Like it's just heavy stuff. And I want to kind of share, it's going to be kind of story time mixed with some, hopefully some ideas and practices that you can infuse into your decluttering process. And while you curate your home. So when I was a kid, one of my most favorite things to do, especially outside, I like to do it inside and outside, was to make forts and to build little houses that I could pretend to live in with my friends and my siblings. So I would do this outside in the trees. I would do it when we went camping. I would do it, you know, like on our trampoline. I would do it in the playhouses. I would do it at school. I would build these like mounds of snow and then dig holes and tunnels inside of it and create little house spaces inside of them. I would do it inside of my house. I would build giant and elaborate forts. And it was so much fun. And the reason that I love to do it was because it felt good to be in it. I was creating these little spaces where I could decorate them. I could put my own personality into them. I could make them functional. Like I would create like rooms within my fort. So I would have like the big fort and I would be like, this is my bedroom. This is our hangout space or whatever. And it was just really fun to create those kinds of spaces to be in. And it was seriously like one of my most favorite things to do as a kid. I loved it because I could invite my friends over into it. I could invite my siblings inside of it and we could play and we could pretend and we could create and we could talk. And it was just so much fun. And that's what I did as a kid. Okay. So I would create those little tiny forts as I started to grow bigger. And I still make forts. I still make forts with my kids and they still do the same kinds of things. But I started to do the same thing in my bedroom. Like my bedroom was my space. And I loved making my bedroom the fun space of the house. Like I loved it when my siblings would come in and be like, I wish my room looked like this. Or can we just hang out in your room? Or can we sleep in your room tonight? Or do you want to play a game in your room? Like I loved creating those kinds of spaces that felt good for me to be in, that met my needs, that gave me, you know, the chance to express myself and that other people enjoyed being in too. And when I grew up, I lost that in my house. Like I lost my ability to do that because I had a bunch of stuff in my house. You know, we get bombarded by clutter. We take on family members. You know, there are hand-me-downs in the form of furniture and clothing and home decor and dishes and stuff. And we buy our own stuff. And you guys know how it is. Like all of a sudden you wake up one day and your house is extremely cluttered and you don't enjoy it and you don't want people coming over and you don't even want to be in it. And you feel like it's not even your space. Like it doesn't feel good for you. It doesn't represent who you are. It doesn't reflect your values or how you want to be spending your time. Right. And that sucks. And I want to share that with you so that you can maybe think back to when you were a kid too, and think about these kinds of things that maybe you did too. Like maybe you enjoyed playing house. Maybe it wasn't that you liked to build forts like I did, but maybe you enjoyed playing house, or maybe you had a lot of fun, you know, envisioning the type of life that you had or envisioning the type of mom that you had. And then you grow up and you lose sight of that. So I want to remind you guys to get back to, hey again, Jessica, get back to that kind of like childhood state of mind. And don't take your house so seriously, and don't take this decluttering thing so seriously. You can have fun with it. And if you could see it in that lighthearted way, like you did when you were a kid, like your house is just a place to meet your needs. Your house is a place for you to enjoy being in. Your house is a place for you to play. Your house is a place for you to invite your friends over. Your house is a place for you to be proud of and to love decorating and to reconfigure and make it what you want to be. That was so fun for me as a kid. And I've gotten to a place now where it's so fun for me to do as an adult too. Like I love being in a space and deciding what feels good to me and where I want things and how I want it to be set up. And Janelle just jumped on. She's been doing this in her home too. She's got a super cute little coffee bar in her house that is like, that's like the grown-up version of what we did as kids. Like I would like create these little shelves out of sticks and be like, these leaves are my plates, right? These pine cones are my cups, right? Like that's what you do as kids. And it's so much fun. You can do that in an adult way in your homes right now. It doesn't have to be so difficult. It doesn't have to be so serious. It should be fun. And I know I'm always talking about you, Janelle. I'm always talking about you. But really, guys, if you're not in the group, you should know Janelle. She's just an awesome human. So bring your inner child to your decluttering party, okay? Have a little bit of fun with it. Be creative with it. Realize that it's just stuff, and your house can be basically a fort, right? Like just pretend like you're a kid again and you're building this really expensive style fort and you're making it what you want so that you can enjoy it like you did when you were a kid again. There's no rules saying that just because you grow up, it has to be so serious. You can still have a lot of fun with it. So that is today's episode. If you guys are watching on Facebook, I am batch recording these, banging them out. So if Kaylee and Tara stay asleep, I'll see you in about 15 minutes for another episode. If you guys are listening to this on the podcast, go back and listen to one of the other episodes, and a new one will be released shortly. I'm trying to get out 2 a week, and we should be able to do that, no problem. All right, see you guys later. Hey, friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay. The whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.